Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli Daf Samaches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamedtes on the base at the beginning of the new Perek, Perek Klagodol. Klagodol, Omu, B'Shabbos, Kol HaShecheich, Ika Shabbos, V'Asa Melachis Harbe, B'Shabbos Harbe, Eina Chayev, Ela Chatas Achas. We discussed the ability for Melacha on Shabbos B'Shoigeg, means he forgot that it's Shabbos or that this Melacha is forbidden. There is a great rule of Shabbos. Anyone who forgot Ikka, which means the entire concept of Shabbos, and the many melachos on many Shabbosos, is liable only one korban chatas. If he knew Ikka Shabbos, and he did many melachos on many Shabbosos, each time he forgot that it's Shabbos, he is liable one korban for every Shabbos. If he remembered that the day is Shabbos and did many melachos on many Shabbos, and he forgot that these melachos are forbidden, he's liable only one korban for every av melacha. One who does many melachos resembling one melacha, means they are told with derivatives of it, is liable only one korban. And the Gemara says, Mao klal gadol, why is it called a great rule? Rabbi Yosi Rabun says it's greater than the klal of shvius, because the issur melacha of Shabbos takes effect on everything, whether it's attached or detached, and shvius takes effect only on working the land. We have a Mishnah there in Masechet Shvius where it says a great klal of shvius. Why is it called great over there? I'm a b'yosa b'rabun shugadol mechlal masas. Shvius chala ben al oichle adam ben al oichle behema, masas enen chalin ela al oichle adam lovad. Rabbi Yosi Rabun answers, it's greater than the klal of masas, because shvius takes effect both on human food and animal food, and masas takes effect only on human food. Hani b'kapar klal gadol amu b'masas ma klal gadol. Bar Kappa taught that they say a great rule of Masus. Why is it called great? Am Rav Yosef Rabun, Shugadol Mechal Peya. And Masus Chalin Ben Aldoa Shemachnisoi Lekiyim, Ubein Aldoa Shein Machnisoi Lekiyim, Upeya Einachale El Aldoa Shemachnisoi Lekiyim. Rav Yosef Rabun answered that it's greater than the Klal of Peya, because Masus takes effect on something Shemachnisoi Lekiyim, which is one brings them in to store for a long period of time. And it's ein machnis lekiyim, and it also takes effect on things which are not stored up for a long time. And peah takes effect only on that which you store up for a long time. Ve'if debay meima ma'u gadol mikan shiyesh v'mata mimenu. And another answer is it's called a great klal of Shabbos because there is a smaller klal which we'll see in the third Mishnah, which applies only to hoitzar, to taking from Rosh to Rosh Hashanah. Anan Tanina, Kol HaShecheich, Ikka Shabbos, Tane, the base Rebbe, Kol She'eino Yodea, Ikka Shabbos. Our text of the Mishnah says, anyone who forgot Ikka Shabbos. Tanaim of Rebbe's base Mendes is taught, anyone who does not know Ikka Shabbos. Rolaze, Kamasnifen, Rabbi Yochanan Ka'adot, the Tane, the base Rebbe. Rolaze held like our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan held like the Tana of the base Mendes of Rebbe. Ha Rebbe, let's say Rebbe Loza, Omar, Kol HaShecheich, Ikka Shabbos, Ha'emeinu Yodea Kol Ikka, Pater. Rebbe Loza taught anyone who forgot Ikka Shabbos, this implies that if he never knew Ikka Shabbos, he's exempt. Min ma derav tani masnifin er patala eidu she'einu Yodea Ikka Shabbos, kotten she'nishba bin ha'akum, hada omar, hu hada, hu hada. And also Rav taught our text of the Mishnah and explained that who never knew Ikka Shabbos, if the baby captured by Gentiles, this shows that this means one who forgot Ikka Shabbos, and this, which is one who never knew Ikka Shabbos, are the same, that they bring one korban. Ha am Rav Yochanan kol she'eino yodea Ikka Shabbos, ha haya she'eino yodea b'shachar chayev. Rav Yochanan said that our Mishnah teaches anyone who never knew Ikka Shabbos, this implies that if he knew and forgot, he's liable for each one. Min Mandama Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Hanina, kol hada hilchasa k'rev Elezer, b'ram k'rabonon ein echai v'la achas hada ama hi hada hi hada. And we reject that, since Rabbi Shmuel talks in the name of Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Hanina, this entire halacha Rabbi Akiva asked about one who did forget Shabbos and did Melacha on many Shabbos. And Rabbi Leza said he's liable for each Shabbos. It's like Rabbi Leza, Rabbanan said that he's liable only once. And Rabbi Akiva did not accept his answer, and our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. This shows that this means one who does not know Ikka Shabbos, and this, which is one who forgot Ikka Shabbos, are the same. Bon Kemi Rabbi to Rabbi Yasa, Ed Mashramat Min Avuch Min Rabbi Yosi, Amma Kerabi Yochanan. They asked Rabbi Yasa's son, what did you hear from your father, from Rabbi Yosi, about the text of our Mishnah? And he said, like Rabbi Yochanan. Amma Loin, Rechizkiya, like Amma Kain, Elabit Simon, Bar Zavda, Abba Pashat, in Bui, to Rabbi Yasa, Mesham Mina, Kaatad of Beleza. And Rechizkiya rejects that he didn't say this. Rabbi Simon Bar Zavda was learning with Rabbi Yasa's son, and he heard from him, from Rabbi Yasa, or his son, like Rabbi Eliezer. And I should say now, Mana Ilein Milaya. What's the source for the laws of our Mishnah? Ba'asa Achas, Ba'asa Hena, Ba'asa Mehena. The Torah could have written Ba'asa Achas, and he did one. It added a Mem and wrote Me Achas, and added Ve'asa Hena, and added a Mem and wrote Ba'asa Mehena. Ba'asa Me'achas, you should say Lachayev Kol Achas Ba'achas, Hena Lachayev Kol Hena Achas, Mehena Lachayev Al Hatoldos. Ve'asa Me'achas obligates one Chatas to each transgression, means you remember the Shabbos and forgot the Melachos. Ve'asa Hena obligates one for all of them, if you remember the Melachos that forgot the Shabbos, and Mehena obligates for Toldos. Oy, name of Ba'akum Akos Medaber, perhaps the Pasuk teaches about liability for different avoiders down to idolatry. Ani Rabbi Chaya, Koimi Rabbi Yochanan, Zivach Kitter, Renisech, Behelam Achas, Chayev Al Kol Achas Va'achas. And we object to that. Rabbi Zakeh taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan that if one slaughtered, burnt, and poured libations in one Helam, one act of forgetting, he is liable for each one, but to explicitly forbade bowing to obligate to each avoider. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Biblaya, Avat v'yadcha talas v'nahawin v'tavus ein echai v'la'achas. Rabbi Yochanan rejected that. He said, Babylonian, you crossed three rivers to come there to learn, and you stumbled. He is liable only once. Ad loy itavrina v'yadei yeshkan achas ein kanhenu. Before Rabbi Yochanan broke Zakeh's teaching, there is achas, we can expound that he is liable for each one, but there is no way to expound hena, he is liable only once for all of them. Minda tavra after he broke it, there is Hena, which is liable only once for all of them, but there is no Achas, which is liable to each one. How can you say that Achas and Hena teach about idolatry? Now, this will be expounded about its special Avodah, Avodah of Hashem, and bowing. In a special Avodah, Achas obligates for each one. In Avodah of Hashem, Hena teaches like Rabbi Yochanan, he is liable only once for all of them. Bowing was taught explicitly to obligate for part, means he didn't spread his hands and feet. This is like a Pelada. Ravun Barachia, B'Shem Rishmu, Barabiyat Faksiv, Im HaKoyen, HaMashiach Yechta, La'ashmasa Am, Ve'evi Par, Mitzvah, Shemashiach, Mevi Alein Par, Yasa Akam, Shein, Mevi Alein Par, Ela, Se'ira, Bovad. And a second objection, Rabun Barachia, quoting Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, said that after Me'achas Mehena, it's written, Im HaKoyen HaMashiach Yechta La'ashmas Ha'am Ve'evi Pa'al. And that discusses the mitzvah for which a Koyen Mashiach, an anointed Koyen, brings a Pa'al if he sinned through a mistaken ruling. It excludes idolatry for which he does not bring a Pa'al, rather only a female goat. Etivun Hare Chalobim Arayif Hare HaMashiach Me'evi Alein Pa'al. The Gemara asks for Chelev, and for Arias, the Mashiach brings a par, and the same applies to other Chayavei Krisus. We can say that Me'achas Mehena applies to them. Le'asinan masni ela dvarim shiyosh lahem toldos, chalov v'mei lahem toldos, Arias asa behem et amara kagoyna. The answer is we can teach only matters that have toldos. This is the third drasha. Chelev does not have toldos, Arias also have no toldos. Don't say that Ha'ara, which is the first stage of relations, is a Tolda, it's an Av, because the Torah made Ha'ara like full relations, so it's an Av. Raya Amrin, Shabbos u'Lashem, Shabbos u'Shabbos. The Talmidim said that the Pasuk in Vayikra Chof Gimel that says Shabbath to Hashem, it's the Shabbat to Hashem that obligates for each Shabbat. Vilah said, the Pasuk says in Shmoyis Lamed Hei Pasuk Beis, whoever does Melacha on it shall die, and not one who does on Shabbat and another Shabbat means half a shear of Melacha on each. At Omer, in a Shabbat is the Salaf is whole place. The Gemara asks, you say that Shabbat don't join. Do they divide to obligate a Chatas for each Shabbat? And Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, Kishem She'in and Mestalfes, Tach Ein Cholkes. Rabbi Yisrael Rabun answered that just like they don't join, they don't divide. Godol She'nishma Bina Akum, Rav Shmuel Chadama, Moina Shisha Va'isa Shabbos, Nechona Ma'isa Shabbos, and Moina Shisha. When the adult was captured by Gentiles, Rav Shmuel disagreed. One said that he counts 6 days from the day he was captured and makes Shabbos. On the seventh day, he refrains from Malacha, and the other said that he makes Shabbos immediately and counts 6 after that. Quoting Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, said that he counts 6 days and makes Shabbos on the seventh. He counts 5 days and makes Shabbos. He counts 4 days and makes Shabbos. He counts 3 days and makes Shabbos. He counts 2 days and makes Shabbos. He counts 1 day. And make Shabbos. And Rabbi Mana in Ishtavoy v'Talasa hu avad v'shuvsa. Rabbi Mana objected that if he was captured on Tuesday, he works on Shabbos every day that he rests is really a weekday. His first Shabbos is really Monday, and the second ones are Sunday, Friday, Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. Rav Havachayle l'train machzirin hu avad shuvsa. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak answered his attribute is within 2 cycles. He rests on Shabbos. And this answers when he was captured on Tuesday. If he was captured on Friday, he will not rest on Shabbos until the 3rd cycle. The Gemara asks, should he not be concerned for all days, like one who was Mekashu and somewhere and doesn't know whom, means he sent a Shliach and the Shliach didn't return. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, if Paul going to be Yechon Roshim and Lokish, Rabbi Yechon and Omer, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha said that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish disagreed about such a case. Rabbi Yochanan said he's concerned for all women and he may not marry anyone unless the shliach was makashim to a relative such as her mother or sister. Reish Lakish said he's not concerned for all women. Similarly, we follow Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. Haman yeshay takona yochel hu lisa gieres yochel hu lisa meshocheres hacha ma islam. The one answer is that there's a solution. He can marry a convert or a freed slave. Here, what can he do? If he can't do malacha any day, he will starve. The second answer is there in Bavel, they say that every day he does only malacha needed to stay alive, and it's permitted because of pikurach nefesh.